Welcome to the Effectuation Conference 2024 podcast show, in which each participant contributes to extend our knowledge on effectuation and entrepreneurship. I'm Charlene Nichols-Nixon from Toronto Metropolitan University in Canada, and in this episode, our topic is Engaging Effectuation, Stories from the Frontline. And we're going to talk today with three entrepreneurship educators. Our guests are Inge Elsman and Ruud Koopman from Saxion University, and Inge de Drew from Playground for Entrepreneurs. So welcome all of you to our podcast. I'd like to start with an opening question, and that is, what do you do and what drives you to do it? Inge?
I do several things to do with effectuation and research. And my personal drive is that I see people, well, especially creative people, suffer and children suffer in a system that is extremely causal and gives them very little room for their own ideas. So that is what drives me to enlarge that space.
Okay, so I am the founder of Playground for Entrepreneurs, which is a board game and a coaching tool for coaches, entrepreneurship coaches, and educators. What drives me is that I really feel that entrepreneurship can help us towards a world that we want to create together, a world in which we want to live. So entrepreneurship is a way of doing it and empowering entrepreneurs to create their own initiatives. That really motivates me, and the game is my way of doing it.
That sounds exciting. Ruud?
Okay, my approach, thing what ticks me is that I like to engage people to behave in an entrepreneurial way in their society. Effectuation is one of the ways that fits better to the people. It focuses on the development of the people instead of only the enterprise. And that's why I think effectuation is a great way to encourage people to become entrepreneurs or to become entrepreneurial.
Okay, that's a great segue to our next question, which I'll turn over to Inge de Drew, and that is, why is experiential learning so important?
Okay, so experiential learning is something that we had in common in our pod. It's really about engagement. Experiential learning really makes things personal very quickly. You can't learn to draw by just talking about drawing and learning all about like the coordination between the hand and the brain. It is, and the eye. It is really about experiencing, and that makes it that really integrates the mental aspect, the emotional aspect, and the physical aspect. So it is more than knowledge. The experience really engages people and also creates like more integration into what we do later on and how we've learned things and then can apply them.
Can you elaborate a little bit on what you use experiential learning for?
Yes, of course. So experiential, in my case, it's a game, right? So you can't just talk about a game. You have to play a game. You have to get that experience, because if you don't, you can talk all you want, but you will never know the impact of it and the insights that you personally get, and which may transform you into a new way of thinking, a new way of being an entrepreneur or being entrepreneurial. So it is really about, for me, it and within my game, it is really about getting people to play with different thoughts, different experiments and different insights, and that really makes it personal, makes them engage, and then gives them the insights they need in order to progress both as an entrepreneur as well as progress their project.
Well, that sounds like fun. Maybe we could turn over to the classroom, Ruud, and talk a little bit about how you invite people to engage.
Well, already in ancient science, in ancient times, the Socrates found out the power of asking questions in teaching, and that still counts. Asking questions at students, asking questions at people, helps a lot to learn about things, to learn thinking about things, and that's something which is very useful in entrepreneurship and in recent years, since 2006, there were already some ideas about how to incorporate asking questions in effectuation.
Great. Thank you.
So turning over now to Inge Elsman, how do you make effectuation stick? You're teaching all these great things. What keeps it going?
Well, it's a question in education, full stop, like how do you make things stick? And the great thing about using experiential learning is that you integrate whatever you do, whatever you learn, on a mental level, an emotional level, and a physical level. And I mean, it's not just that you create new ideas or you get new knowledge, but because you do experiential learning always in relation to other people, you know, it's also on that emotional level. And at the same time, you create new language together, you create like a new reality together, and you make it your own. So that motivates people, whether it's students or grown-ups, you know, to keep engaged. So it's habit forming, but it also means that you create a passion. Yeah. And that enlarges their self-efficacy of students. When they see results, physical results of what they've done, they become enthusiastic. You give them agency, a sense of like, okay, I can make impact. And that's incredibly powerful.
Well, I really appreciate you sharing your stories from the front line and your experiences. I wonder if we could leave our listeners with a sense of what are some tips that you might like to leave them with in using effectuation.
Okay, so I would say the experiential aspect is really important if you really want them to apply it and to become more both more aware but also better at it. So experiential learning gives them that chance, right? It engages them in some sort of action and it becomes more embedded and integrated into them, and they can apply it to new things. So make it lively, make it an experience for them. You can do that through exercises, you can do that through games, you can do that through questions. There's many ways, but make it as lively as you can.
Thank you.
I would say start with asking questions. If you ask questions, then you're not alone. You get some support from other people. And one of the most powerful questions from the effectuation part of asking questions is, what can I do for you? Not asking help, not asking things to other people to do, but ask people, what do you need from me to reach a certain point to get in collaboration with me, etc. So asking questions is the most important and the most helpful way of dealing with entrepreneurship and developing enterprises.
Great, thank you.
You know, I would say find your own drive of why you do this work and why effectuation, when you yourself find it so powerful, because you can see that it connects you to other people. You start a movement. And you. I think one of the most powerful things that I see at the conference is that people are so enthused by each other's ideas that they give each other a lot of space, that they encourage each other, and that is the way we carry it forward, by a lot of fun and a lot of connection. And that comes from their personal drive. So I'd say that's what I would suggest.
This has been great. I appreciate the enthusiasm all of you have taken today and sharing your insights with us. And thank you, all of you, for sharing your insights with us today. It's been an interesting conversation and certainly lots of questions for us to think about moving forward. I would like to thank Inge, and Ruud for being here today. It was a great experience. The series of podcasts is available on podcast platforms, effectuation.org, and podcastentrepreneuriat.audencia.com.